Hello, Sean.
Yes, ma'am. How are you today?
Okay, there we go. I don't know what was going on with that line. Did you hear? You heard that loud music?
That was you and that was your like on hold music.
Yeah, I don't have any hold music, so that's like when there's a missed when there's like a missed like button on the transfer or something. But we got it all squared away now. That nobody can talk over that loud music. I've tried before, so let's get everything going for you, Sean. Just to verify a couple of things: is your first name Sean?
Yes, ma'am.
Last name Voice, Voyce.
Yes, ma'am.
Email address, imtile777@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Contact phone number, 208-271-6760. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to send out a series of text messages, the first of which is my direct phone number and extension line. Until John is back, which I still haven't heard word back if he's coming back today or what's going on, I am going to be the lead on your account until then. So if you have any questions, you feel free to reach out to me directly, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I certainly will.
Perfect. The second number is the number for client support, and the third is the 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system. Now, with this, what you're looking at here is you're on Mountain Standard Time, right, in Star, Idaho?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to have Google send the PIN code out to 602 Celeste Avenue, Star, Idaho, 83669, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you offering services for both residential and commercial?
No, not really. Just residential. Remodels and new construction. I specialize in new construction.
Okay.
It's a little bit, but I do remodels and mm-hmm. Construction. And I'm only set up for tile.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to do floors, but I'm not set up for wood floors. And I really only have, I'm only a single person. And when I'm doing tile work, I really only have enough time to do tile.
Okay.
So I'm a high end tile setter. I work in upscale environments.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm working with natural things like travertine and granites and marbles.
Mm-hmm.
But here and I kind of a different market because
mm-hmm.
we have I used to set tile in Arizona, and that's a completely different market. Up
uh-huh.
here in Idaho, we have smaller floors,
uh-huh.
backsplashes,
uh-huh.
showers,
uh-huh.
and kitchen backsplashes and stuff like that. So it's mostly porcelain and ceramics, and I actually haven't really touched too much natural stone
uh-huh.
ever since I was in Arizona.
Are you doing showers?
Yeah, I do showers. I do custom showers. I've been doing it for 26 years.
Okay.
And I have way more than 800 showers underneath my belt.
Wow.
I have never been called back to a single one to fix anything in 800 showers.
That's beautiful. Okay. So are you also doing like mud rooms and laundry rooms?
Yes, uh-huh, mud rooms and laundry rooms, you know, usually there's tile on the floor, and, you know, people like construction people and homeowners are on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to wet air, you know, like laundry rooms and mud rooms, they
mm-hmm.
like to put the wood floors in,
mm-hmm.
and that's really not a good idea, because if you have water service in a particular room, you
mm-hmm.
should always put tile in that particular room that has water service,
mm-hmm.
and that includes your kitchen. I mean, even if your kitchen is connected to a great room,
mm-hmm.
You should operate the wood floor in your great room and do tile in your kitchen,
mm-hmm.
simply because of the water leakage and the possibility that it might cause some damage.
Yeah.
But let's move on, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. All right, Sean. So for this, do you have a personal Facebook page or a business Facebook page? Either one?
No, I see. This is one of the things. See, you're my orientation person, and let me explain something to you. I don't Facebook. I don't TikTok. I don't social media. I don't do any of that. I've never been a fan of it. It's never been something that I've needed or wanted in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've never really done anything like that. It's you have to create passwords and usernames and all that kind of crap. And I lose track of that stuff very, very easily.
Okay.
And even with your email account and a text, I have difficulty struggling with that.
Okay. No worries. We don't have to do the Facebook ads. It's no worries. None at all. Don't worry.
All right. Okay. But
yeah.
I will follow your advice and if you suggest that it might be a good thing to complement what's going on here, mm-hmm. well then I will look into someone helping me out with that. Okay.
Yeah, and you know it is extremely easy to set it up. Let me see here. Let me see. Give me just a second.
Let's take care of the more important stuff first, and then we'll take care of side issues later. Okay.
Well, this is a pretty important thing. If we're going to change the campaign to include Facebook ads, then I should go ahead and open up the Facebook account for you now. If you want to add it later, that's fine, but I can add it now and it can go ahead and figure into the budget without making a change. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's add it later, okay?
Okay, cool.
Let's add it.
Do you have a logo for your company?
A logo? Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've got a picture that's pretty freaking nice, and I also have one video that explains it all. It's about 45 seconds long.
Okay.
And what it does is it demonstrates me sliding a tile puck across the floor,
mm-hmm.
Where it doesn't have a single edge.
Okay.
It doesn't skip, jump, or deflect in any way, shape, or form, no matter how you kick it
or
in what
awesome.
Direction. So in other words, by fingertip and eyeball, I know how to lay like glass.
Beautiful. I'm really glad to hear that. It's going to be an amazing addition. What are your hours of operation, Sean?
Well, from sun up to sundown, that's me, all day long.
Okay, so Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or when do you want the phone calls is really? It's not like when you're doing the work.
Oh.
When do you want the client to call you?
But it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Even though that's not, that'd be an opportunity, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what were we talking about? What?
When do you want the phone calls? What are the hours of operation for phone calls?
Sir? Oh, yeah. 8 in the morning to 7 o'clock at night.
Okay. What forms of payment do you accept? Oh, I'm sorry. What's that?
No, we might as well just take from 7 to 7.
Okay,
you know,
got it.
A whole hour.
Yeah.
7 to 7.
Love it. Okay. I love it. what forms of payment do you accept from your clients? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Personal checks, cash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not set up for a credit card. I don't have any of those cues. Anything like that.
Okay.
So that's actually kind of between me and the client,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether or not, you know, I cross those bridges at the time that bridge needs to be crossed. And every client at the end of the job is a little bit different. You know what I mean? Some will hand you a cash envelope, you know, and give you a tip walking out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, you know what I mean? Some people write checks and I feel pretty comfortable with that because I've been doing this for almost 30 years, maybe 28 now, 29.
Right.
And I've never been stiffed or had a too much of an issue with a single client
mm-hmm.
cutting me my pay
at
the end of the job.
That's beautiful. Okay. We just like to advertise it on the website, what type of payments you're accepting, because it matters to clients sometimes. You're taking cash and checks. That's fantastic.
Yes, but if I do anything else besides cash or check, you're kind of asking me to complicate my, you know, add something.
I'm not asking you to. I'm just asking what you accept so we can advertise it for you. No worries. I'm not asking you to add anything. or complicate anything. We're just asking, what do you currently offer? You offer cash and check, and that works for you for almost 30 years. It's always going to work for us. We're here to cater to what you need. So the next thing I'm doing, Sean, is I'm scheduling your client interview with my technician. Now, what's going to happen is this is where the magic happens. This is a call that takes approximately 30 to 40 minutes. We do block off the entire hour in case the technician is finishing up with the client in front of you. This is the conversation where they're going to verify keywords and service radius. They're going to verify literally everything on the account and get everything set up. They're going to determine exactly what the domain should be for the website and just get everything completely nailed down for you. Now, I have an available appointment time for that in approximately a half hour, so between 11 and 12 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Yes, I want to deal with this exclusively and only. We're going to walk our way through, and we're going to get it paid off, you're going to help me discover how I can view the website that the web page that you're going to create.
Yeah, as soon as the website's completed, we'll send you a clickable link. But first, I need to schedule the client interview. So I have something available today between 11 and 12, or I have something available between, it looks like there is also something available maybe between 2 and 3. Which time frame is best for you?
11 to 12 is let's not delay any further, okay?
Get it going right away. Got it. Okay. So give me just a moment here. Let me go ahead and send this off and get this squared away. And then the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is all done monthly, that there's no contract. Did John explain to you that they do request you stick the program out a minimum of 2 months so that it can all come to full fruition?
Yes, yes.
Beautiful.
Minimum of 2 months, but you know, we set this up and we're going to see where it goes, okay?
Yes, absolutely. It's just my job to make sure you have all of the most important details. So the voice verification, it reads like this. If you have any questions during the voice verification, Sean, feel free to stop me. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
State my business name is what you're asking.
Correct.
Okay. I am Tile 777. That's my business name.
Please state your name and title within the business.
I am the owner operator of an LLC. It's a legal business registered with the state, and I am completely and 100% insured.
Okay, what is your name and title within the business?
Sean Boyce, owner.
Perfect. Sean, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Well, I certainly am, ma'am.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, ma'am, I certainly am.
In order to get results as fast as possible, Sean, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming in from Local Splash?
Oh, it'll be way quicker than that, let me tell you.
All right. I really like that. So going over this, your payment for the initial term and account setup is being charged for today's date, which is October 24th, 2022, in the discounted, non-refundable amount of just $249. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, surcharges of any kind whatsoever. Okay?
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 24th day of every month in the flat monthly investment rate of $249. Should you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you please contact client support within 3 days of the billing for the month of December. So you would need to contact us by December 21st if you choose to pause or cancel your service for any reason. All right, Sean?
Okay. All right. So, So let me jump ahead of you just a second. Okay. So this is all settled and I get my first reference and you've taken out, your $240 fee a month. Okay. So I come to the end of the job and I get my payment. And is there anything else, that
no,
your
sir.
Service requires? No?
No, sir. No, there's no additional click fees. There's no call fees. There's no surcharges. There's no additional cost associated with these services whatsoever.
All right.
None.
$240 a month seems rather reasonable, in comparison to, you know, like when I get my work from a place like,
mm-hmm.
you know, Napa Floors or Dillabaugh's,
yeah.
you know, where they have their installer shop and they have their set price of like maybe $18 a square foot. You get
uh-huh.
11 to 13 and then they take the rest. And so,
right.
This kind of seems like it'd be a little bit more money in my pocket at the end of it. Yeah.
That's the idea. That's the idea. Keep your money where it belongs in your pocket. So let's go ahead and square away the payment information. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover today?
Let me get it out. It's a Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
$40.15.
Mm-hmm.
$43.20.
Mm-hmm.
$18.80.
I'm sorry,
year.
What was that?
$18.80.
Mm-hmm.
I said it was a good year. The last four is $67.86.
Expiration month and year?
9/25.
And the three-digit code on the back?
462.
All right. I'm updating the profile, assigning the package, and I will process payment for $249. That is a flat rate. There's no additional taxes whatsoever. Now, I would like to be the first, Sean, to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs and taking excellent care of you. So, Yeah, we're super excited to have you on board as a client, Sean. So am I on speakerphone?
Yes, ma'am, you certainly are.
Beautiful. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to send you a link, Sean, and I need you to click on this link for the terms and conditions. I'm going to walk you through this myself, okay? So a text is coming through to you right now, and it's going to say, Sean, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms. And click on the link when you see it there.
Yeah, let me get to my email, okay?
It's in your text messages, sir.
Oh, it's my text? Okay, all right. So let me go to text. All right. Thank you, Sean, for choosing. Okay, all right. So I have several links here.
It should be the newest text message that says, Sean, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here.
Okay, Sean, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Okay, all right. This is the latest one.
Yep.
And here we go. I'm clicking on the blue link.
Beautiful. All righty. We're going to make it super easy for you. Now, as you open it up, it's going to say, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
Experience. Yes, ma'am. Services,
beautiful.
Google Business File
mm-hmm.
Optimization,
yep.
Submission, all that kind of stuff. Yes, ma'am, I have
yep.
it.
That's everything we're providing for you. Now scroll down towards the bottom. There's going to be a little tiny box, Sean, that's going to say, I hereby certify that I am the user and signer on the credit card and all the information is true. I need you to click that box.
I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of their credit card. Yes. Yes.
And then right below that, there's another box where you type your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
Okay, sign and click here, right?
Yeah, so you just type it, though. You don't have to sign it with your finger or anything.
No. Okay, here we go. Signing. My name, S-E-A-N?
Yes, sir. And your last name, Boyce.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And then once you hit confirm signature for me, don't be alarmed because it's going to take you to a screen that asks for a username and password, but you don't need to worry about that yet. We're going to send everything over to you and walk you through that afterward.
Yeah, username and password. This is where I always get messed up.
It's okay. We're going to help you. You don't have to figure it out. We literally send everything over in writing to you. Okay. But first, I just need you to type in the name and get it all certified for me.
Well, okay, it won't let me type in because I took my last name. Oh, it's in lowercase. My last name is in capital, is in lower space. So let me go back and correct that.
Thank you.
Uppercase B-O-Y-C-E. Okay, now maybe I can confirm signature. Not allowing me to confirm signature.
Okay.
Council, confirm signature. I'm hitting the orange little button.
Okay.
And
okay. It's okay. Give me just a second here. And you clicked the box certifying you're the person.
Hold it. Just a sec. Back up. Stop where you are. Okay. So down here at the bottom of this page in red writing, it says signature does not match. Please type in your name. Because my name, Sean Boyce, is spelt in red. It's spelt B-O-Y-C-E, not B-O-Y-C-E.
Is Boyce with a B?
Yeah, not Boyce.
Okay.
It's Boyce.
Okay.
B-O-Y-C-E.
Well, that makes 100% sense why it doesn't match. Give me 1 second. I'll send you a fresh link.
Complicated.
It's a pretty easy fix. Here we go. Sending you a new link right now.
Okay. So now I got to click on a new link and start over again?
Correct. With the correct name.
Okay. So how do I get rid of this with the incorrect name?
You don't have to get rid of it. It's already been taken care of. Just go to your text messages and click on the new link.
Okay, let me see, thank you for choosing Local Splash, let me see, subscription, Sean, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Okay, so here we go. Local Splash terms, let me see, I'm hitting the little button again, the little,
yep.
Little thing that says I certify.
Yes.
Okay, and now we go to the signature.
Yep, and it should all look correct now, right?
A-N, yes.
Perfect.
Go back to uppercase. Confirm signature. Okay, I think it's confirming signature now.
Beautiful. Okay. When it takes you to the screen that asks for the username and the password, don't worry about it at all. You can exit out of that. Once your dashboard has been completed, we will call you and we will walk you through exactly how to log into that with no problems. Okay. But for right now, it's not even completed yet. The next and most important thing is that in the next hour, you're going to be getting that phone call from the technician. We're going to contact you from our 877 phone number, all right? And I will be calling to introduce you to the technician that's going to be taking your call, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Sean, I look forward to talking with you in just a few minutes. You have a wonderful morning, and welcome to Local Splash.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, talk to you soon. Bye.